Time for our daily tech and business report. Today we're joined by Bloomberg's Augusta Saraiva. While a number of Americans continue to struggle to be able to afford homes, the number of non-citizen buyers is on the rise. So, Augusta, how much of an increase in foreign home buyers are you seeing, and is this a concern?
Thank you for having me. And yes, you're absolutely right. Not only are sales up for the first time in 8 years, but they're up by a third. And part of the reason for that is the fact that Americans are still on the sidelines, right? Mortgage rates are very expensive. A lot of Americans are locked in with the mortgage rates that they got in the past. So this is contributing to a trend of Americans not being able to buy homes, but for foreigners who are not only taking advantage of a market with less competition, but also a weaker dollar in many cases this year. That's good news for them.
Where are they buying?
Essentially everywhere, but I'll tell you that the Midwest has been such a hot market for foreigners. And part of the reason for that is because when we talk about this competition between Americans and foreigners, Americans probably want to stay close to where they work. Maybe they want to stay close to their families. A lot of foreigners, nearly half of the ones who are buying in the U.S. this year, are not even based here. So they have much more flexibility when it comes to picking that. So a lot of them are going for the Midwest, places like Illinois, places like Iowa, Indiana. Those tend to be hot markets because they're less expensive, so they get a better return on investment.
Wait, are they living in them part-time, or are they renting them out for passive investment or passive income?
About half of them are using either them as vacation homes, or maybe they're buying so that, I don't know, their kids can go to school in the U.S., but nearly half of them are not living in those homes. So the most obvious choice is to rent out those properties. And that's what a lot of foreigners are doing. They're buying, they're taking advantage of a market that's less competitive. But then at the same time, at a time when a lot of Americans are being squeezed towards the rental market, they're taking advantage of that to get some passive income from those properties.
Talk about how difficult or how easy it is for foreign investors to buy here, as far as paperwork, getting loans.
Yeah, of course. It's much harder for non-Americans to buy in the U.S., right? A lot of them have to actually open companies in the U.S. A lot of them have to prove they have ties in the U.S. And at the same time, they tend to go for private loans, which have higher interest rates. But one of the things that we see when it comes to foreign investors is that a lot of them tend to buy all cash. So that means they're coming here, they're buying right away. They don't even have to get a loan. And that was the case for nearly 45% of the foreigners who bought in the U.S. last year. So thinking about mortgage rates, thinking about loans is something that a lot of them are not even doing.
Wow, must be nice. The U.S. relations with some countries like Canada have soured because when the president took office. So I'm just wondering if any of that is going to play into foreign interest in buying here.
You know what? I've been writing quite a bit about tourism, for example, and how a lot of foreigners are deciding to skip the U.S. this year. When it comes to real estate, we're still going to have to wait and see, because of this report that we wrote the story about, it only encompassed the first 2 months of the Trump administration. So it's too early to tell. But we did talk, for example, to a Canadian investor who bought a property in the U.S. last November. She was looking for a second property in Vermont, but then eventually she decided to buy in Canada because, and I quote her, she said it was less politically risky. So we're going to have to wait and see. But the anecdotes are giving some hints.
Fascinating stuff. Augusta, thanks so much for the reporting. That was Bloomberg's Augusta Saraiva. You can hear our Tech and Business Report weekdays at 12:30 here on KCBS. And for more, tune into Bloomberg Technology Weekdays that comes at you at 8 a.m.